This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman.
Oilfield services companies Halliburton and Baker Hughes calling off their $28 billion merger.
Staples' acquisition of Office Depot might be in jeopardy after the Federal Trade Commission rejected the company's latest offer.
Pfizer is flying solo after the biggest planned merger in history fell apart yesterday.
Comcast called off its $45 billion merger with Time Warner Cable this morning after intense scrutiny from regulators.
Big multinational companies looking to get even bigger are running into opposition from the Obama administration, and a lot of deals worth a lot of money are getting scuttled. Just this week, two of the world's largest oil service companies, Baker Hughes and Halliburton, called off their $28 billion merger deal, which might not be that surprising considering the Justice Department last month sued to stop the deal, citing concerns about reduced competition, reduced innovation, and higher prices. It reflects an administration that is much more hands-on when it comes to regulating business. Joining me is Alan Murray, editor of Fortune magazine. And Alan, I guess the first question is, why are there so many mergers?
Oh, I think we're seeing it because a number of changes in the environment. I mean, the economy is growing, but it's not growing very fast. So businesses don't have a lot of opportunities to grow their business organically. And at the same time, money is readily available. I mean, the Fed is lending it out at close to zero interest rates. Companies have also been making large profits in recent years. So they have plenty of money that they have to put to use. They don't have a lot of internal ways to put it to use. And that naturally leads to acquisitions.
So why then are so many of them getting blocked?
Well, in part because there's so many of them, people are getting a little overly ambitious. I think it's also a sign that you have a much more activist group at the Justice Department and at the FTC than you've had in the past. And I think that's a reflection of, more broadly, an activist administration. I mean, the Obama administration has not been terribly friendly to business, particularly if you compare it to either the George W. Bush administration or the Bill Clinton administration.
And yet you see a lot of statements recently from the president saying he's sort of surprised at that legacy, thinking that he has been very supportive of business, especially after the financial crisis.
Yeah, I've watched this one for 8 years. I've been in the middle of it many times, run large conferences that bring CEOs and people from the administration together. And there's really a kind of a lack of understanding between the two sides. But I'll tell you one very simple measure that I think supports the view that this is a much less business-friendly administration than in the past. They've had a very difficult time finding CEOs that they were willing to put in the administration. And that wasn't true for previous administrations. I'm talking Democratic administrations now. Jimmy Carter had a Treasury secretary who came from the business world. Bill Clinton loved to surround himself with successful business people. This administration just hasn't done that. There's definitely a different attitude towards business that is driven in part by a different public attitude towards businesses. Since 2008, a lot of cynicism about business and business motives in the broader public.
When you look at these mergers that the administration is looking to block, is part of it that there really is just a lot more concentration now in 2016 in industries like telecom or the oil services when you compare it to, say, the 1980s?
I don't think that's true. I mean, certainly in some industries, you're seeing more concentration. But, you know, the thing you have to weigh against that is the dramatic changes being brought about by technology. I mean, remember when the antitrust case was brought against Microsoft, and the feeling was, well, they control the desktop of the computer, and everything happens on the desktop of the computer. And now here we are in the age of the mobile phone that Microsoft doesn't control at all. And you see that happening across industries. I mean, we are in a period of tremendous change and tremendous ferment that, frankly, makes it very difficult for even the largest of companies to hold much of a grip on the market for long. Google, same thing. You know, Google controlled search. But when you move to the mobile phone, the way people discover content is very different, and search is no longer dominant.
But couldn't you make the argument that instead of trying to merge with their competitors, that they should spend the money that they have to develop new products? I mean, you use the example of Google. They are at the forefront of trying to develop self-driving cars, that they're really spending money looking ahead.
Well, I think that's a very good issue. I mean, look, the other thing about the current environment is that investors in companies are desperate for return. They're trying to make more money because they live in a world where interest rates are close to zero and where the stock market now is just kind of bumping along. And so they are looking for opportunities to invest their money and make a better return. And so I do think there is a tendency of companies to try and satisfy their shareholders by looking for short-term gains. And it's easier to grow revenue by buying a company than it is by building a business.
The Obama administration has also been really active in putting in place more regulations. They have this deadline later this month to basically, if they want to get these regulations in place before Congress can overturn it, they have to do it now. Are you surprised at how many regulations are coming out?
Well, a little bit. They've already put into place more major regulations than either the Bush administration or the Clinton administration before them. So there is a stepped up activism. But look, I think some of this is driven by the fact that the president has been stymied in Congress. He can't get anything through Congress, so he spends more of his energy on regulatory measures.
I mean, it seems to be that the philosophy is one that markets don't always know best, and that they are trying to address issues like climate change or overtime for workers, nutrition labels, things that they are stymied in Congress, so they're trying to find ways to move forward.
Well, they're definitely much more skeptical about markets, much more skeptical about business. Some of that grows out of what we saw happen in 2008 with the banks, and so it's completely understandable. But it's not a good thing if the end result is to stymie business and slow growth, because at the end of the day, it's business, not government, that's going to drive increases in living standards.
Alan, thank you very much.
Good talking to you.
Alan Murray is the editor of Fortune Magazine. You can find more Money Talking online or by subscribing to our podcast, where we've been teaming up with the Harvard Business Review, trying to find ways to survive, maybe even thrive in the workplace. Like, should you confront a coworker who takes credit for your idea in a meeting?
If you look worse in trying to somehow claim what you think is your territory, you don't win. Nothing wins. The idea doesn't win. You don't win in your colleagues' eyes. You look like the jerky credit stealer or credit grump.
Find out how to get credit for your work the right way at moneytalking.org or anywhere you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Charlie Herman. Thanks for listening.